Hello, we are My Other Reality Experience, and this song is called Explosions in the Sky. So
Broadcasting live from NoHo 2 Studio, it is the Enter the Shell show, and I am joined by My Other Reality Experience, which you can find on their Facebook, facebook.com/My Other Reality Experience. Guys, welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah. Could you have picked a longer name?
Yeah, it's pretty long, huh?
Well, what does that mean, though, My Other Reality Experience?
Just that it is. It's another reality experience, whatever. Sometimes it's a zoned out kind of moment. And it's more when it's zoned out.
It's like we all have our regular lives, our boring lives. So we kind of say when we play, we want to take you to another reality.
Right.
So it's just your other reality experience.
Like you guys are like, when you guys are performing, you guys are like superheroes or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you feel that like you live this really big mundane life that you do have to kind of escape into this world?
Well, everybody does, kind of.
Sometimes.
We have ideas and we have dreams and we try to reach it, so it almost blends into whatever everybody feels like. All of my friends and all of your friends and even you know. We
I think I have a pretty cool life. I think we have pretty cool lives. But I guess maybe in the earlier years before we had this band, sometimes life could have been mundane, you know?
Right.
With the crappy jobs and whatnot and stuff.
Is it weird to see kind of the reality of your music kind of morphing into a lot more like cooler things? For example, I just saw that you guys played the Troubadour a while back, as well as you guys were on the Vans Warped Tour, right? And then this is what kind of was very interesting, and when I was like looking at you guys, was that, you know, typically, and I don't know, maybe I'm old and out of the scene, but like Vans, their Warped Tour, they really don't feature music like what you guys have. It's a lot more poppier. Am I wrong on that?
You know what? It's they do have that. The majority of the shows there are, you know, like mainstream. But they had this time around, they actually had like a lot of good, like metal groups. You know, like death metal or metalcore groups. You know,
we walked around checking out every band.
Yeah, they had a lot of good talent over there.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying about there are a lot of those poppy groups and stuff.
Right.
But it was cool for us. I mean, people digged it, so.
Yeah,
I've never been to Warped Tour, Celeste.
Oh, really? Until you were there?
Until we played there. Yeah.
Look at you, all big time.
Me
now.
Me neither.
That's cool. Your music, it's simple, but yet it's dirty, it's ugly, but it works.
How dare you?
but tell me about manifesting this sound. Did it come easy to you guys, or was it a simple progression?
It's almost love the imperfections. Not everybody's perfect, and just pick it out. And it's raw, and it's feelings.
It's just something that we do. We don't try to sound this way. I guess obviously some of our influence come out in the music, but it's just we're not trying. That's just the way it comes out.
Music is music. Music is an inspiration overall.
Tell me about inspiration and how that comes to you guys as a band. Are you guys in a practice session and then all of a sudden, you know, someone goes to get a drink of water, then someone's bored, and then you start doing a riff? Or is it, you know, you guys are all just looking at each other trying to see who doesn't laugh and then just playing, you know?
We don't get bored. That's our break time. Everything else. We come to practice and we jam out to.
Yeah, that's what we do all the time.
The ideas just come out,
you know. Sometimes it'll be like maybe this guy's jamming at his house, and then he introduces something, and then we build upon that. Or I jam on something, and then we build upon that. Or she comes up with an idea, and we build upon. We're just building upon each other's ideas.
Most of the songs came out of that, though, huh?
Yeah.
Out of jamming.
Yeah.
Just jamming first, and then we just develop some songs after that. You know?
Yeah. Everybody just there's always somebody that has an idea that they've been working on during the week. Once we meet up, we all just jam to it and it becomes a song, you know?
Do you guys look at it more as, you know, when you guys aren't with each other as homework, or is it just you're just fooling around and then you stumble?
It's recess.
For me, it's homework. If you don't bring anything
smart,
the next
so
week, then you start lagging, you start, you know,
thinking about little things in between little things.
I just see it as you always got to be progressing, so you always got to be
always learning,
creating, or just moving forward, you know. So
okay, well, let's move forward as we are going to hear another song by My Other Reality Experience, and we are going to hear the song Truthful and Insane, and we're going to have more with my guests, all that coming up next right here on the End of the Shell Show. Facebook.com/myotherrealityexperience, and man, that song, it was moving. It was, oh, I felt all this emotion.
Felt like a superhero.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to go, I don't know, like stop crime or something like that. Like, you can't mess with me. I don't know. You know, this song, it's very loud, very passionate, very fueled. Does that describe how you guys are inside?
I guess somewhat, yeah. I mean, we all got emotions, right?
We're not robots.
That's cool. Well, get this. We do have a lovely studio audience, and if you guys want to ask them anything, let me know. Feel free to walk up. It's all fair game. For example, I'll shoot, right? This is my wild card question. Do you guys believe that the soul exists?
Of course. Well,
definitely. Yes.
Yes, I do.
You guys do? It's very interesting, right? It's like we're made up of just tissue, but, you know, there's something in us that gives us our personality, our kind of je ne sais quoi.
I'm not speaking for everybody, but my personal belief is that our flesh is our gift. You know, and there's something deep down inside. Even if somebody shows up in a party, you just already have that, they're here because their spirit is already, their energy is already speaking through their spirit.
Cool.
Hell yeah. And when we perform, I see it as like, it's really the soul performing, you know? So it's like getting down on the guitar. It's just from the inside out, you know? That's just the way I see it, you know? That's what a performance is to me.
I'm just letting all my aggression, all my happiness. It's like a whole array of just feelings. It doesn't necessarily have to be aggression. I just take everything out on my drum set. And with these guys too, so it's just it's a good combination of style. I don't know, it's just everything. That's good.
Okay. Now, did anyone? Okay. Got a question? What's your name?
Joe.
Okay, Joe. What's your question for the band?
Where'd you guys all meet? Like, do you guys know each other from like music school, or are you guys all neighbors, or where'd you guys all meet?
No, we've already known each other for a while. So the important thing is that we're here together and we're playing now. And yesterday is cut off. Yesterday is already erased. Today is the new creation. And you know,
yeah,
how sometimes they say live today as if it were your last. I kind of see it like, see, live today as if it was your first.
Yeah. Wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
That's cool.
Are you thinking about turning that into some sort of lyric or something like that? Or, you know, forming that?
Oh, there you go. You got some lyrics.
Everything she says always can end up as lyrics.
I know. Yeah, I could cuss at them and it'll turn into something.
Is that what rehearsals are usually like? You just, you know, emasculating the guys?
Very nice. I never <did. laughs> We just got in trouble for a radio interview that I have potting.
Oh yeah, the last radio interview. She cursed.
But like, it was yesterday, so it's deleted. Yeah.
Do you actually get fined for cursing on radio?
On radio, you do, because those are the FCC, you know, airwaves. Those are public airwaves. Oh. The airwaves that I provide are my own special airwaves, so I can.
Fuck yeah! Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But that doesn't
go nuts.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean to curse. Just, you know, to curse. You know, it's like,
you know what? The funny thing is, she hasn't even cussed.
I know.
For the whole time she's been talking, but over there she cussed
all day.
As soon as
good.
They asked her something.
Yeah. Tell me about the importance of being yourselves. Do you feel that you guys are yourselves, or?
Well, there's only one of each one of us, so it's.
Yeah, we have no choice. We have to.
I know. What do we do, dude?
Are you asking like if we act as a different person once we're doing the music thing, and then, you know?
Yeah.
Just regular self.
Yeah. Or is it pretty much the when you're on stage is the guy that I'm gonna get when I meet you off stage and you buy me a beer?
For me, I just let myself go when I'm on stage. And I'm a lot calmer once I'm off stage, but I'm still that same guy who'll buy you a beer after, you know.
That's a deal.
Yeah. I see it as like you have to be yourself if you want to be successful. I mean, it's like everyone's trying to be like everyone else, but really just tap into yourself, you know, tap into originality and stuff. And that's what has made us who we are, because
we come into everyone's our other reality themselves. Experience.
Exactly.
There you go.
And your fans, tell me about the relationship that you have between your fans. Are you still working on that, or what's going on with that?
We're really good friends, of course, with our fans. I think We like more intimate
settings.
Settings where we can speak to everybody.
We don't call our fans. We don't call them fans. We call them friends at this juncture in our career, just because we, you know, we're cool with everyone and we like to really hang out with everyone, you know. It's more of an intimate setting, you know.
And we got like those hardcore people that are they're just down, you know. They'll be here, you know.
Cool.
Walk for miles.
Bert walks for miles. Bert, yeah.
That's cool, man. And what do you do? Do you do anything special for them? Like, you know, like give them a quarter, like
No, we buy them dinner.
That's awesome. That is you. I'm now a fan for life. I got beer and a dinner. I love it.
One dinner per fan.
One dinner per fan.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take another break, and then I'm going to put you guys in the celebrity corner right after we hear the song Fish. All that coming up next right here on the Enter the Shell show. I love how someone said chow. It's like the classic. That's my move too. I'm usually the chow guy. If there's never a chow at a, you know, concert or anything, I'm always the one throwing that in.
Because you're always hungry,
huh? Right? I'm like, chow. Who's gonna buy me one? It's now time to get into the celebrity corner. And I'm curious, are you guys a fan of celebrities? You guys go read rag mags and stuff like that?
No.
I'm not. No, same here.
I don't got nothing against celebrities. They're cool.
Yeah, they're all right. Well, let's see. Sometimes I like to throw myself in the celebrity corner and, you know, pull something out of my life. And this is what happened to me. And this literally just happened the other night. I was dreaming, which I know sounds crazy because we all dream, right? But it's a rarity when I actually get to remember my dream. So let me tell you about this crazy dream. I don't know. To me, it was crazy. We'll see if it was crazy for you guys. So I dreamt that I was at a Carl's Jr. And I went and they had a nacho bar there. And here was the catch. Like, if you bought nachos, you could get fries with your nachos, obviously. And you can use the fries or the nacho bar you could add onto your fries. And with me was Taylor Dane, which I don't know if you guys know who that is. It's like an old ass like girl from like... From a long time ago. She sang a song. It was really good. And to me, I don't know. I just thought it was really weird that, you know, I would be thinking of nachos in Carl's Jr. And is that a weird dream to have?
I dream about food all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
They sell nachos at Carl's Jr.?
No, they should, right? With a free nacho bar. I'm telling you, they'll make millions. Well, what's the craziest dream that you guys have had?
I had a dream with Bob Marley once.
Really?
I was kicking it with Bob Marley.
Oh, yeah, he told me about
it. Were you high?
No. It was weird, though, because Bob Marley was, like, running some kind of, like, drug operation or something. It was so weird. It's like, well, I mean, we all know Bob Marley was a big old pothead, but
right.
It was like he was doing some super illegal shit.
Whoa.
And
you were involved in it?
No, I was just kicking it. We were watching a football game, and
he likes football.
He was just there.
I would think he'd be.
Yeah, he loves
football.
Soccer. He was a big old soccer player.
Okay,
but I remember that one. That right. I don't know what the hell it meant, but whatever.
And you guys have other strange dreams?
The no. Scariest dreams of dying. I've had those.
Oh. Where
I felt like I was already shot and dead, and then I wake up and
I hate alive. The ones where you're falling. Oh, those are pretty bad. Trips you out once you wake up and you're just laying there.
Let's talk about ghosts. Do you guys believe in ghosts?
Halloween.
I do believe in ghosts.
I would like to, but I've never had an experience. So
my buddy told me a freaky ass Halloween story.
Say it. Hold on.
All right. It was actually, it was like supposedly a UFC fighter.
Okay.
That it was, they were up north and stuff, and they were camping, and this camping ground was on top of a Indian burial site, something like that.
Yeah, that's mistake number one.
Yeah.
For the camping ground. Never do that.
But I don't know if you actually heard that a UFC fighter... He killed someone or something, or he got something like that. But they never posted this on the news, but one of the guys that was there said that they started just seeing some freaky ass shit. And supposedly one of these guys got possessed.
Whoa. That's not cool.
So they're trying to get out, you know?
Right.
But what ends up happening is he ends up like... I think he ends up cutting off his head or something.
What?
Yeah. And
it
was
a movie.
Yeah, it was crazy. When he told me, it just scared the hell out of me, you know, because it just sounded so eerie. But it was just like a story of possession on top of an Indian burial ground. And it had to do with the UFC fighter somewhere like in San Francisco area, out in the woods or something. You could look it up there. You could look it up. But the actual report they said was just that he went insane or something. They never actually went into the details. But one of the guys that was there, he told my buddy, and my buddy told me that story. And I was like, damn, that's crazy.
Make sure I never meet your buddy.
Yeah.
Speaking of very scary things, by the way, this is pretty brand new, but it's all over the interweb. It seems that George Lucas is $4 billion richer. He just sold the Lucasfilm entity to Disney. And I really don't know how to feel about this. I don't know if you guys are big Star Wars fans or not, but it's really interesting because if you notice, like, Star Wars always had, you know, a foot in the door in Disneyland. Once he started, you know, adding more and more rides of Star Wars, you know, you kind of started seeing something was going on, but it wasn't until now that it actually came into fruition. Now, already on the table, 2015, mark your calendars, a new Star Wars movie is going to come out. It's done.
Really?
Yeah. Here's what I like and what I don't like about it. What I like about it is, first of all, a new Star Wars movie. Great. Yeah. I'm happy. And also, George Lucas said that he's not going to direct it. He's just going to kind of chill in the background and just be a consultant to the movie. So I kind of like that because I like a new director spin on it. This is what I'm afraid of. Disney is this juggernaut that likes to take these entities and then Disney-fy them up. You know, they like to put, you know, a character that they can sell rather than, you know, focusing on, like, you know, a dope character that's really bad. You know what I mean? That, like, they wouldn't probably sell. So I'm afraid that, like, they're... dark characters aren't going to be as dark as we all want them to be. They're going to be a little bit more lighthearted. And it really could go either way. And I'm just curious on your guys' take with Disney's now involvement.
I think it's pretty cool. I think I was reading up on it too. George Lucas said he just wants to pass on the story to a new generation. And what better way to just pass it on to...
Right.
I mean, and you got to give Disney credit. I mean, they have made some pretty good movies, you know. They might be lighthearted sometimes, but over the years, they make pretty good productions, you know. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
It's kind of risky, too.
Yeah.
Because it's going to change the whole.
I hope they turn out something good.
I would
think
that all the diehard fans would be hating that. It would be like selling out.
Well, that's the thing about being a diehard Star Wars fan. You're never going to be satisfied, you know, unless it's, you know, the first original three that came out. That's the only time. Then, you know, the prequels were just the prequels. You know, I liked them just because I was like, hey, there's something
new
there.
Stories, yeah.
Yeah. But real quick, lastly, about that, smart move by Disney. They're actually owning or they're now going to be involved with, I believe, the cartoons as well. So I wonder if they're going to have any hands in, you know, the Attack of the Clone Wars.
Yeah, Clone Wars.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting.
They're like on Cartoon Network or something now.
Right, right. Okay. But I think George Lucas holds that as far as a part of the umbrella, you know, because they're also going to be, they also now have the rights to all the gear, all the toys. So it's
a lot of money.
It is. It is. And what's striking is that Disney now owns our childhood. Like, you know, they own Dumbo. They own Star Wars. You know, they're slowly. Lion King. Toy Story. I'm telling you.
Trying to take over the world.
Oh, they own the world. I'm pretty
sure.
Do they own Pinky and the Brain too?
That'd be. I wouldn't mind that. I really wouldn't. Because they don't get enough credit. You know, Pinky the Brain are the shit. I'm just saying. Okay, well, that was great. We just went to like a 20-minute thing about Star Wars. I'm sure everyone tuned out by now. But I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to hear another song, and this song is going to be Wicked, and we're going to get to shouts and get this. We're going to find out the moral of the show, all that coming up next right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Can you feel this? Feel it crawl. Dancing like the wicked, destroy all that's left of morality.
It's now time for shout outs. And do you guys have any shout outs that you guys would like to give out?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my parents for all the support, all my friends, all my family, everyone I love.
To his parents.
Hell yeah, to your parents, Victor.
My parents supported me. Some of the people that I grew up with teaching me music, like Victor. I got some other people, my uncle and my brother for supporting. And all you guys for being here.
Yeah, all you guys too. I got to thank you guys too.
Everyone here, first and foremost, you for having us here, your staff, that's very helpful. Definitely. And everyone in my life that has been supporting the drumming, you know, your future too.
Well, you guys had always come to our shows, of course. Yeah. Shout out to my band, and Baby Jesus. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I got some shout outs I'd like to give out. First to Steve Sculler, who's doing the sound and providing the delicious audio. For more information on, you can contact Steve for sound you can hear. Visit him at his website, sculler.com, and I'll have the link on the show notes. Guys, you guys have smartphones.
I'm still old school.
You're still old school?
Yeah. iPhone.
Does it have Stitcher on it?
We were just talking about that the other time.
Well, then it's no worries. Then
well, phones are getting thinner and smarter. People get dumber and fatter. So, so I'm against the smartphones. Okay. I'd rather stay.
Well, you can always step up your guys' game and log on to Stitcher.com because the entire Enter the Shell podcast network is streaming on there, and it goes right to your phone. We have a banner. You can click there for details. But if you go to Stitcher.com, type in Enter the Shell, and straight to your phone, the entire Enter the Shell podcast network from there. Guys, what do you think of the studio, NoHo 2?
It's awesome. Sweet. I told you this from the beginning. Just walking in here, I was
yay. Very artsy.
Very artsy.
It's a cool place.
I like those flames right there.
Right? It's almost done. Like this side, the other half of the studio is almost done.
Who makes
done.
Your art here?
Well, it's different. Like Danny Hernandez has a big imprint. He did a lot of this, as well as like other people. You know, like people just come and then they just start painting on the wall, and you know, they all add to the wall. So if you guys are ever inclined or ever in an artistic mood, come on by. You know, BYOB, bring your own brush and paint, and then you can help contribute to the wall. I'm trying to push right now for people to start doing the top, so we can make like a Sistine Chapel type thing.
Awesome.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Like me in a very small loincloth, just naked, just touching, I don't know, something.
What are That'd they be use nice. Right? What are they use
for? Surrounded by beautiful painting? Women.
Was that?
What are they? What kind of paint do they use for this?
You know what? I'm not sure. That's a really good question.
Because I paint too.
Okay.
But I've never done murals like that.
But well, dude, stop cool. on by. Stop on by and, you know, you can contribute to the wall.
I'll be hanging on your roof.
That's cool. That's dope. I wouldn't mind that.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so
I brought my sleeping bag.
So if you guys ever want to, you know, rent this place out for like a viewing party or, you know, just as a rehearsal space or whatever, you know, maybe you want to wine me, dine me, log on to NoHo2.com and speak with Mark Doty. It is now time to find out the moral of today's show. And as you can see, I've brought out the Demoralizer 3000. I'm going to say a few magical words and find out the moral of today's show. Taylor Dane, Star Wars, nachos, beer, fans, troubadour, jamming, reality, warp tour, soul, UFC, possession, and ghosts. That means it's done if you can rip open up that envelope and read us the moral of today's show.
And the moral for this week, what doesn't kill us just drives us to drink.
There it is. Yeah. My guests have been my other
You knew us before we got here.
It's the Demoralizer 3000, baby. That's it.
On Turbo.
Yeah. You could check out My Other Reality Experience on their Facebook, facebook.com/My Other Reality Experience. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. And a shout out to Colm, because Colm was supposed to come in, but I don't know what happened. And they said, hey, we can't make it, but I want you to give Moore a chance. So, you know, big shout out to them for helping set all this up.
Yeah, shout out to George from Colm Michael. Specifically for hitting us up.
George Thank and Michael. And
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're cool. They're very, very talented.
We leave you now with Letter to Jesus. Jesus. That's going to wrap it up for another edition of the Enter the Shell Show, and we are out of here. Later.